This is Backstory, a daily conversation with New York Times reporters on the stories they're covering. I'm Jane Bornemeyer, editor of New York Times Radio. Today I'm talking to Felicity Beringer about a federal appeals court ruling that struck down new rules for reducing smog and soot-producing emissions. The rules, part of President Bush's clean air policy, were opposed by electric power producers. Felicity, thanks for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
What's the practical effect of this court ruling? What's it going to really mean in terms of pollution control or lack of it?
Well, pollution control in the end is done by industry, particularly, say, the electrical utility industry, makes decisions to buy equipment that costs hundreds of millions of dollars for individual power plants. The result of this ruling is that it's not clear what any particular power plant has to do or if they have to do anything at all to provide additional controls on some of the basic pollutants that cause smog.
Now, are there some state regulations that will come into play or not?
In some states like North Carolina, there are regulations that could fill the gap. But by and large, for most of the eastern half of the country, 27 or 28 states, the residents of those states will not be protected in any new way against some pollutants that cause severe health effects.
But there are still some older regulations that remain in effect, I assume?
There are, but the science has advanced to such a degree as to show that the older rules really don't provide the level of protection needed, particularly for people with respiratory ailments or any sort of pulmonary or cardiovascular disease.
So what would this law, had it been upheld, done, actually?
What this rule did was to set a series of increasingly tough standards for two key pollutants, sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide. These are the kinds of pollutants that, for instance, had caused acid rain in the past. These are the kind of pollutants that are the building blocks of smog. Of all the pollutants that the EPA regulates, the basic pollutants, these are two of the ones that can have some of the most profound consequences on human health over a broad area.
And what was the reason the court struck this down?
The reason the court struck it down was extremely technical. In 1990, when Congress passed amendments to the Clean Air Act that were designed to control acid rain, it set in place a system that allowed different industries that were producing these pollutants to trade the credits or allowances or permits among themselves. So you would put out 100 permits that would go to various factories or utilities or power plants, and then the next year you would only allow 90 permits and then 80 permits. And in this way, the amount of pollution was brought down, but exactly which plant was emitting the pollution would vary depending on whether they wanted to buy or sell permits. Those permits were essentially, in the court's view, devalued when a separate permitting and allowance system was put in place by the new rule in 2005.
These regulations would have devalued those permits. And so based
these
on
regulations,
that,
the industry contended were devaluing permits that they already had in place that were part of their economic planning.
What happens now? Can the Bush administration appeal this, or is there any action that Congress can take, or is this really dead until the next administration?
I think practically it's dead until the next administration. Can they appeal? Absolutely. Can Congress do something? Absolutely. But the intricacies of this kind of regulation and the lobbying power of the industry interests involved is such that I think everybody would want to wait and see. Nothing can really be done in the time left in this administration.
How serious a setback do environmentalists think this is?
They are extremely upset about this. Major environmental groups felt lukewarm at best about the Clean Air Interstate Rule because they didn't think it went far enough. But when the court case came, they intervened on behalf of the EPA because they believed firmly that this rule was better than not having any rule at all. They believe that this is a major, major loss to the country because they believe a lot of people are going to die prematurely without the controls that are needed.
Okay, Felicity, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jane.
That was Times environmental reporter Felicity Beringer on a federal court's pollution ruling. For New York Times Radio, I'm Jane Bornemeyer. I'll be back next week with another edition of Backstory. To subscribe to the Backstory Podcast, go to nytimes.com/backstory.